I'm sorry, Ted.
Christ, stop saying sorry, Donna.
But I am sorry, Ted.
I mean, why did your psychology mumbo-jumbo friends convince you you had depression? You're fine, Donna.
I'm sorry, Ted.
I mean, you get an idea in your head. I know, I've read about these things. And then you diagnose yourself just to see what it's like inside other people's heads.
It's not like...
Well, I'm not taking you out of that university. You can go and do something sensible instead. Like... joining a sewing group or a book club or whatever else you women like to do.
It's not the Open University, Ted.
Anyway, this is very embarrassing. And where did you get antidepressants from anyway?
Dr. Davis.
Dr. Davis? Well, I'd have thought he'd have had more sense.
I don't want to be here anymore, Ted.
Of course not. You'll be home soon and without any of that Open University nonsense to worry about.
What do you mean?
Well... you clearly can't keep studying, Donna.
I'm sorry, Ted.
Look, I know, Donna. Stop saying sorry. It's just that this is all very difficult for me.
Are you busy, Nish? No, I'm just sitting here relaxing. What do you think? I've got end of quarter results to collate, as have you.
Not for much longer.
What's that supposed to mean?
I've asked for a transfer to R&D.
When did this happen?
Oh, well, I went for a drink with Gary the other night and he suggested it.
Gary? I thought you said you'd never...
No, it was just a drink, Nish. And it came up in conversation.
Really? How convenient for you.
I'm just writing up my notes on tutors. I visited 4 tutorials now. It's really interesting. Some people just want to sit and listen to everyone else's ideas. Anyway, I found a good tutor and I'm making a request to transfer.
But why?
Oh, this one's much better than my one. My tutor just did these activities with us, whereas Dr. Morris did like 2 hours of lectures and gave us handouts of all the slides.
Well, I know which one I'd prefer.
Yes, that's what I thought. Someone well prepared.
No, I mean, I like doing the discussion stuff. It makes it sink in.
Oh, really? I like the handouts. Oh, well, I suppose we have our different learning styles, don't we?
Yeah.
So anyway, I've joined this Facebook group for the module. And there's this student conference, and they're looking for presenters. I'm going to apply to do a presentation at it. It sounds like a really good experience for the CV.
Perhaps we could do something together?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, why not?
No disrespect, Nish, but you really aren't that well organised, and I don't want anyone stealing my ideas.
You think I'd steal your ideas? You are the most arrogant, stuck up... Look... I have to be somewhere.
What's wrong with her now, Moody Cow?
Oh, Donna, I'm so sorry.
I feel such a fool, Katie.
I don't want you to die, Donna.
Well, just as well I'm really rubbish at it then.
Thank goodness you are. But you were lucky, Donna. You could have had brain damage or your liver could have...
I know, I've had the talk.
Sorry. You don't need me to tell you and all. I can't believe things got this bad.
I feel so numb, Katie. I don't know.
Oh, Donna, I know. Look, we'll make a plan. Get you some better meds. We'll get you in therapy. I'll see you every day.
Ted's organising all that.
Good.
He was very cross that I didn't tell him.
Yeah, well, you can see it from his point of view.
I suppose so. But he is blaming my studying.
Really?
Yes. What he doesn't seem to realise is it's the studying that keeps me going. I can't let him take it away from me. If it wasn't for the OU, I wouldn't have met you or Jack.
Look, Donna, he's probably just panicking. Just go along with it. I'm sure he'll see that having a focus is good for you.
I don't think he will.
Oh, Donna, of course he will.
He hates me doing anything that makes me independent. And now this means that I've given him the excuse he needs to keep me locked up in the house.
It won't come to that, Donna. Don't cry. You have to get better first.
No, no, this can't be happening.
What's wrong, son?
My computer won't start. I press and press the on button and nothing.
Well, you can use mine if you want.
No, I mean, that's nice and all, but my work's here. I've tried everything.
Listen, mate, you probably just need to boot it.
You mean reboot it?
Well, if the first boot don't work, of course, boot it again.
You don't really know much about computers, do you?
Why should you say that? Anyway, what you lost?
Everything. All my essays, all my notes, my conference stuff.
The ones that have been marked? Surely you don't need those.
I do, and I've got loads of other stuff there. I can't believe this has happened.
Look, calm down, okay? Think. It'll be okay. It's got to be in there somewhere.
No, it won't. I've just called the PC shop and they say to bring it in, but the likelihood of restoring the files is slim. I may as well just give up.